The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going in, it's the 9 o'clock hour, last hour of the show. Hopefully you can get out there and give me some questions. We'll help you out the best we can. I'll be back next week. My father will be back in 2 weeks. That being said, let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
Next up, we've got Rhoda from Maine with a question about bearded iris.
Rhoda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello. Appreciate you're receiving my call. I have two stands of bearded iris on either side of a garden, of a flower bed. And last year and this year, the foliage has come up strong, but there's been no blooms on either stand.
And how long have they been in the ground there?
One stand has been in for, well, at least 4 or 5 years.
And it's had blooms before this past year?
Yes. It didn't bloom last year, and it didn't bloom this year, but it has bloomed in the past, yes.
Okay. Have you done anything different that you did in the past few years? Have you fertilized it this year? Have you done anything along those lines?
No, I don't believe so. I've put in more plants, some stilbe, and near them, but that's all. I haven't done anything that I would consider different.
Okay, what I would suggest doing, now that there's more plants in that area, not necessarily right next to them, there's more plants in there to compete for the fertilizer and the nutrients that are in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need to add a little something to that. We can still fertilize a little bit this year. I don't think it's really going to affect this year's blossoms. It might affect next year and the years to come.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so what I would suggest doing at this time, would be using a product like a 10-10-10 into the flower beds.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give it an all-purpose, just give it a little bit of everything. It's a slower release fertilizer, but you're going to work it into the first couple inches of the soil around the flowers.
Yeah.
Now, when you put a bunch of different flowers in there, not that you have like a bunch in that area, everything has to compete for one instead of one. You know, going at it, getting it when it can.
And that,
you know, it's like if
prevent the blooms. That might prevent the iris from blooming.
It might do a little bit to it. One of the things you could also do is just, you know, check and see how the root system is. Sometimes just root pruning a little bit can shock the plant a little bit for the next year to help it out and say, hey, I want you to bloom. I want you to do this. You're getting a little out of hand. Work with me here, you know what I mean?
I see. Yes.
So that might be something, but I'd definitely suggest at this time using like a 10-10-10,
mm-hmm.
Something that's you know, an all-purpose fertilizer, just to give it a little bit of something, just so it's growing, it's starting to do something for you, because the more you affect the root system by helping it, the more you're going to help the shoots on the plant.
Hello.
So the more you give it, the better it's going to do.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go to the next caller. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marlene from Mass with a question about an unknown product.
Marlene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Okay, I turned on the radio. I didn't know I could get you people because up here where I am, can't get it. But anyway, I found it, and Paul was talking about this product. He went on and on and on. He said it was all found out by accident. It might have been somebody in India. They were making something that threw the water out the back door. And then after a while, they noticed all the bugs were dead. And this, he said, you can put on flowers, vegetables, I don't care what. He says, you just spray it wherever you are, and it'll get rid of everything. But he never said the name again.
The product that it sounds familiar to this would be Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. It's an organic product. Yep, Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, or just Captain Jack's. If you go into any garden center, ask for Captain Jack's, which is a bonide product.
Okay.
You should know what you're talking about. Great thing about it is organic. It almost works like a chemical, but it's actually organic.
Okay, it comes in a spray.
It's a great product. It comes in multiple different forms. They actually have...
Is that the same one, maybe? He said
it. Yeah, it's got the same story behind it.
Oh,
it was
okay.
At a rum factory. It was at a rum factory where they were throwing out the excess water.
Oh, yeah.
And they found that none of the bugs were actually living.
Right.
Then once they did more research, they found out that they could make this into an organic form. So instead of just making rum, they were making an insecticide as well. Hence why the bottle, you'll actually see it's a picture of a guy with a Hawaiian shirt looking like Panama Jack, that type of thing.
Oh, okay. And it's called Captain Jack Dead Bug
Brew. Yep.
Okay.
It's from Bonide.
I got it right this time.
Yeah, it's Captain Jack's. Like I said, you can go into any garden center and check with them, and they should have it.
Right. No, I went down to a couple, and nobody seemed back because I didn't know what I was asking for either.
Not everybody seems to know the background story. They just seem to know the active ingredient or what the product is. But that is the background story. They found it out by accident.
It's come out to be a great
product.
And I can put it on all vegetables and everything.
You can put it on everything. One of the things, if it's on vegetables, it'll usually tell you on the back, and you have to read the label to tell you if it is how many days prior to harvest.
Okay.
Because, you know, even though it is organic, it's not something you want to ingest.
Oh, okay.
You know, you digest. You don't want to have it in your system. So obviously, a lot of them will say like 2 to 3 days prior or up to day of harvest. It's
an
extra precaution.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you'll just have
to.
It'll stay in.
It's growing.
Well, it would be one of those things where if you were to spray now, you just don't harvest for another couple of days. It would tell you on the bottle. Obviously, when you get the fruit and vegetables inside, you're going to wash them and get them all that. You know, even if you're boiling, say you were to boil them for, you know, that would still get rid of some of them. So you should be fine. It's an extra precaution. That you can have just to make sure you're safe.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much. And I hope I get you every week now. This is lovely. So you come on at, 8:30 in the morning, or?
We're on actually from 6 to 10. My father is on the 6 to 10. If you have the internet, you can go to his website at paulparent.com. But depending upon where it is, it does, it's different hours.
Okay.
But
I'll do that.
I definitely go to his website, and he'll tell you which stations and, you know, the best ways to go online, because that's you're getting them live right there.
Right.
It's right on his front page. It'll say, listen to Paul, and that's where it'll be. They even have old shows on there. They have the old newsletters, all that type of stuff. He gets you as much information as there is. My father loves to teach. That's what he always loves doing, is giving out information.
But I'm dumb. I need to be taught.
No, definitely not there. We'll help you out with everything we can. We thank you for the phone call.
Okay, and thank you so much. Okay, lovely. No problem. Have a nice day.
You too. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chet from New Hampshire with a question about bees.
Chet, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I have some pine shrubs, and I have some bees in there, and I'm not sure how to take care of it short of destroying the plant, you know, with a spray or something of that sort. Their new plants have been in about maybe a couple of months or so that are short, maybe about 10 inches by 10 inches, and they seem to be hovering around it, the plant that might be inside there. So I'm wondering what I can do to discourage them from getting in there, and aside from that, as well as some dogs are making their home on my lawn, and I wonder if I can use something to discourage them from making their visits.
Right, on the bees, what plant was it that you had just planted
there?
They're
pines. They're pines. They're from Oregon. They're a real dense pine plants, about 10 by 10 inches, and they're very dense.
All right, let me do this, Chet. I got to go to break. When we get back, I'll give you some information about bees, and then I'll even tell you about a little bit about what to do with the dog using the lawn as its bathroom. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck, the easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient, ready-to-use spray. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonite Products. Bonite Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonite Captain Jack.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Chet, but he had some bees and some evergreens and some pines that he got from Oregon. And then he has a dog using his lawn as a bathroom. Now, let's go with the easy one here, which would be the dog and the lawn. Bonide has a product out there. It's a granular, a dog and cat repellent. It's got a picture of a dog and cat running on the front of it. So it's easy to find. And it's a granular form. I know they do have a liquid form. You can actually create a perimeter around the house. It'll actually, around the lawn or the area that you're trying to protect. It's a great little product that you'll have to apply every 30 days, I believe. It just depends on the weather, it depends on rain, that type of thing. But that's something that can help with that. Another thing you could do is treat your lawn with a product called gypsum. What that's going to do is when the dog uses the bathroom, it's actually going to allow it to go through the soil quicker. Gypsum helps break up clay-filled soils, that type of thing, in the lawn, and will actually help the nutrients go through. It's perfectly. A lot of people use it in the spring after the winter's happened and salt has been sprayed all over the lawn. It'll help that go through. You put it down, it'll help the salt go through the soil instead of just sitting there and burning. Same thing with the dog using the bathroom there. Now, as far as the bees, not much you can really do, Chet, with it when it comes to these bees. It's actually probably a better thing that the bees are in the pines. They are probably trying to pollinate, take some sort of pollen off it. Depending on the pine, some of them will actually have little pollen spots. Any of the sprays are going to kill them. There's no like repellent for a bee. So it's really kind of hard. You want the bees to help with everything else in the yard, to help pollinate everything else, the flowers and that type of thing. But with the pine, I mean, if it's a danger to you, you might have to use a wasp and hornet spray. But if you're just worried about them, you know, too much on the plant, it's not a bad thing. They're not going to actually eat the plant alive. So it really depends on what you're trying to do there.
What the
we thank you for the phone call. Go ahead.
Man.
What was that?
Won't the spray hurt the plant?
I'd have to look at the back of the bottle that you were to choose. There are some out there. And you'd have to see how it would affect the different plants. But usually a nest isn't in there. You know, it's not in the pines like that, especially when they're only 10 by 10. If you see the nest in there, then, you know, you might have to spray it. But the nest might be somewhere else in the area. And that's something where is if the bees are in a nest in the area, you're going to spray at night when all the bees have gotten into the hive. Usually it's hornets that are doing that. If it's honeybees, you know, it's a little bit different, but I believe it'll probably be the hornets. So you have to do that at night. But check any bottle that you are to purchase. It will tell you do not spray on plants. So that would be something that I would double check when I were to purchase a bottle of wasp and hornet spray.
Thank you very much.
We thank you for the phone call, Chet. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got another caller?
We sure do.
Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from New Hampshire with a question about storing crops after harvest.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, good morning. I have a great deal of onions and potatoes. I'm probably going to have 50, 60, 70 pounds of them this year. And storing is a question I need an answer to. I did go to a local market basket or whatever, and I got these empty boxes that they store bananas in. And but I'm wondering, can you layer one on top of another with onions and potatoes, or do they have to be just left separate, one layer?
I personally would, if I'm going to put onions in one, I'd put one onions in one box and potatoes in another, just that the way they are. Onions have the multiple layers of skin, if you will, as you peel them out, whereas a potato is just right on the top. And some of that onion juices or whatnot could get in there. And you don't want to have them staying together. If anything, keep them in a cool area, a dark area, so they're not going to completely just decompose there. We thank you for the phone call, Bob. The phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite in Intestinal Freedom, and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus, Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800.
How long would you last if all grocery stores cease to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Bob. I just wanted to finish up because I know it went real quick there at the end. I like to try and separate the crops when I store them, just because I want to keep the same together. Add in anything, you know, the onion might have a little bit of acid to it just from, like, just being an onion, where it's a little bit different compared to a potato. The shells are different, etc. So that's why I would store them separately. You know, try and keep them in a cool, darker area just so it's not going to rot as quickly. I've seen my parents, when they harvest some of their onions or potatoes, they just keep them in a box and we're eating them all for a good amount of time, as long as they're in a cool area. We keep them in the garage so it's cool in there during the summer and during the fall. And we thank you again, Bob, for the phone call. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gene from Chicago with a question about onions.
Gene from Chicago, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. I heard locally a garden show last week, and they mentioned an Egyptian walking onion. Can you tell me if that's a plant or a seed or anything about it?
That is a first for me that I've actually heard that. You know, the thing I'm going to do, I'm going to take a look online as we speak here quickly, because that's something I haven't heard.
Thank you. I'm visiting, excuse me, sir. I'm visiting from Chicago to my daughter in Falmouth, and she was heard on a garden show last Sunday morning. She said a lady that has a garden show, and somebody called in and mentioned it, but we weren't able, you know, we didn't hear any information about it. And they did call it an Egyptian walking onion.
All right, with a quick look at it, it's in the allium, it's in the allium family. So it is more, it's got like that flowery look to it, like an allium would, where the top, where it spikes out. And it's interesting. They have top sets where the onion is on the top of it. It looks like an allium to me, just, you know, same areas.
Excuse me, sir. What is an allium you're mentioning? What is that?
Allium is a perennial. So it's a flower.
A plant.
Where it'll have plant. I'm trying to see. It doesn't really tell me much about which zones that they're in. But you can see that the onion bulb, it does have like an onion cluster on the bottom. It's like a shallot-like onion that can be harvested.
So it would be an edible onion at the bottom if it's like a shallot, is it?
It looks to be. It definitely does look to be. For me, I'm not sure much more about it. I haven't really heard of it myself.
Heard of it. So you don't, you think it would be purchased as a plant, though, not a seed?
I would definitely say it wouldn't be a seed. Usually, if anything that's like an onion or a potato or something like that comes from like a tuber, it's like a small, you know, an onion's a smaller onion. You just put it in the ground and it grows bigger, matures into the plant. So I would say that would be the way to get it. It's looking like
such an unusual name, and we're onion lovers.
Yeah, it's you can actually plant it, you know, in all four seasons, it looks like.
Okay.
Which you can do. But the easiest thing that I actually, there's a website called EgyptianWalkingOnion.com. It's got a lot of great information on there. And it'll tell you
wonderful.
How to eat it and how to do all that type of thing.
Wonderful.
It's also known by walking onion. It's not just Egyptian walking onion. So you might be able to find it that way if you can't find anything about just the Egyptian walking onion.
Thank you very much, Ben. I'm 80 years old, and this is the first time I've ever called a radio station, but I'm doing it for my daughter, so I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm glad you called in and spoke with us, and hopefully, you know, a little bit of that information I could help you with. One other thing I just found at the end of this, it is hardy to zone 3, so it does get some cold cold weather, so it should be good down there on the Cape.
Okay, she's planting it in Chicago.
Okay, well, in Chicago, she might would do just as fine as well.
Okay, then. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
And we thank you for the phone call, Jean.
Okay.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. That was just a product I really had never heard of, but you're always learning something new, so it's great to talk about. Phone number here again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lisa from Mass with a question about pumpkin.
Lisa, welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. How can we help you?
My question is, I have a pumpkin plant, and I have one pumpkin that was green, and it's just turning an orange color, and it keeps rebudding and making these beautiful, bright yellow flowers, but then the next day, the flowers have fallen off, so it's not creating any more plants.
Okay, so what's happening is you're, with any of the squashes or in that family, you get 10 times the male flowers that you do the female flowers. Now, with the rain that we've been having, it could be having a hard time pollinating because the bees aren't going around as much. So you can do one of two things. There is a product called, it's a tomato set. It does the same thing for zucchinis and whatnot, but people use it on tomatoes. Where they do is they spray the flowers, and that helps them get more tomatoes. You could use this on the pumpkin or the squash or anything along those lines. The other thing you can do is you can actually pollinate the female yourself. You'll notice that with the flowers. What you'll notice is with the flowers there, on the back of some of the flowers, it's usually 1 in 10, there's going to be a little bit of like a pumpkin growing behind it, like a small, like round, like almost like acorn size, maybe a little bit smaller, behind the flower. That's going to be the female. The males are not going to have anything like that on them. So what you're going to need to do is you're actually going to need to take the male flower, pick the flower from the base, so you get the whole flower where the pollen is, and you're actually going to pollinate the female flower by taking the end of the flower and pollinating the other plant, putting it into the other flower and putting the pollen into the female flower to help produce more pumpkins.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and that
and
happens
the other,
a lot.
The other thing was called tomato set.
Yeah, it's a tomato spire, tomato set. It just helps with it. It's a Bonide has it. It's like a little spray. You can spray the flowers. But like I said, you have to look at the flowers real close. You almost have to, you know, just see what's behind it to see if there's a pumpkin coming.
Okay.
Same thing happens with zucchini and squash. I've had that happen to me where you actually have to pollinate the flowers yourself.
Okay, will do.
It's just that we've had a lot of rain in Massachusetts the past couple months, and so the bees just can't get out there and pollinate everything. They're trying to do what they can. It's just been the rain has been constant, so
yes,
you just have
definitely.
To help Mother Nature out a little bit.
All right. Thank you very much.
We thank you for the phone call, Lisa. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we got Mike from New Hampshire with a question about dogwoods.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. My neighbor has planted a series of dogwoods right on the property line, and they all seem to be dying right now, turning brown. Leaves are shriveling up and dying off, and very little green left. I was wondering if you can help me out on that.
How's the watering going with those?
It's been getting quite a lot of water. It's right on the side of a driveway, so they get all the water off the driveway with all the rain we've been getting.
Okay, I know we've been getting a lot of rain, but sometimes it could go either way. That could be too much or it could be too little of the rain. How long ago did he plant them?
About 10 years ago.
Okay. It's something you're probably going to want to do a little bit of fertilization to it to help it out. It also, depending upon the variety, you'd have to take a look at the leaf itself, see a little bit more. I know some dogwoods, most dogwoods nowadays are anthracnose tolerant, but there's a possibility a lot of times when you create a monoculture like that, when you have the multiple plants, if they're all the same, you could actually, once one gets it, they all could get it. You could also take a look at the crotches of the tree and see if you see any insects hiding in there. If you do, you can use a couple different products. You could use like a neem oil. You could use a Captain Jack's. Those both come in hose end sprayers. If it is a disease, there's some products out there called Infuse or Funganil. Both of those can be used to spray the tree down. I definitely think, we could have a little bit of, you know, late winter effects as well to that. I know we're in August, but sometimes last year's effects could affect them. Also, since they're right next to a driveway, the compaction of driving over that area constantly, and the roots could be underneath, going underneath the driveway, could actually affect the root system as well. So there could be something there. there's a few different things it could be. I would suggest maybe taking a sample to a local garden center, seeing if they can look at the leaves and see if there's a, you know, anthracnose in there. Maybe take like a small set of branches. But there's a bunch that it could be. It's too much to narrow down. So definitely try and bring one to a local garden center just to see, because it seems like it could be multiple things. You know, like I said, the driveway could be, the compaction of the root systems could actually be killing it over time. We could have had some winter damage, and I know it's late, but sometimes it shows up later. We've had cool spring into the summer. It could be overwatering. It could be underwatering. From, you know, it really depends. I would say, if anything, it would be overwatering. They don't like wet feet. They don't like to be sitting in rain, in water. So that could have affected them as well. If that's the case, in those areas, what you can do is actually use a pelletized gypsum to help break the soil down underneath it to allow the water to go through quicker. You know, along the edge of the driveway, you might be able to do some sort of like drainage area there to pull the water out. But that could be something that's doing it. It seems like it's not just one thing, it's multiple things. So if you still have some good looking foliage in this fall, it'd definitely be time to give it like a half a dose of fertilizer to help it for the winter, so it's going to survive a little bit more.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
All right, Mike, we thank you for the phone call. I wish I could help you out a little bit more there, but sometimes the best thing is to bring something in so someone can see it, to get it closer up. It's hard to do over the radio. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're about to go into the break, and then we're going to have one more segment of a couple minutes, and I'll be off for the week, and I'll be back next week. My father is off in France. He'll be back in 2 weeks. So just keep that number close. So if you want, you can call me this week, next week, or call my father in two. It's 855-660-4261.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Have time for looks like maybe one caller here, so let's get right back to the phone line. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Mass with a question about tomatoes.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. Something's eating my tomatoes besides me. There seems to be a pretty smooth hole on the top parts of my ripe tomatoes. It's about the diameter of a pencil eraser, and it doesn't really go. But I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Tom, seems like you might have the tomato hornworm there coming in. You might be able to, it might be very small, but it almost happens overnight. The tomato hornworm will just get big. What you can tell is it has one horn right in its right in the front, and it's bright green, and it blends in with the tomatoes. You definitely want to look into that and see if that is actually what's happening.
Okay.
Because that's what it actually seems like it is. You can use neem oil. You can use Captain Jack's on there to spray to get rid of it. One of the other things that you could even do is you could actually pick them off. They get that big that you could actually pick them off and see that. They usually will eat the foliage, so it might not necessarily be there. But either of those products, the Captain Jack's and the neem, are both organic, will both actually help any insect that's on the tomato. So that would be a good product to spray either way. But the tomato hornworms usually rear in its ugly face right around now, too. There's no, missing it. You see it, you're going to be like, yep, that's what it is, because it's got one horn on it, and it just looks like it shouldn't even exist, just because of the way it looks.
It's about as big as like a caterpillar or something.
It's a caterpillar, and
bigger.
It starts off small, and as it eats, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, it just keeps going. So that's most likely what you're dealing with at this time. But like I said, either way, if it's another caterpillar-like, which is usually what would be making little holes into tomatoes, the same products would work, like a Captain Jack's or a neem oil. Both organics you're going to have to spray every 7 to 10 days, but both would work for either one of those insects. And like I said, you could even just pick them off if you start to see them. With a caterpillar, you're more likely to use the Captain Jacks to actually penetrate the caterpillar itself with the product. But I'd say, picking them off and just getting rid of them that way would be the best way to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to pick them off. That seems like the easiest thing to do.
It's going to be the easiest, but, then again, Captain Jack's is organic, so you can actually, it'll tell you how many days prior to harvest, that type of thing, so it is safe. So, if it becomes too much for you, you could definitely spray and take care of it. But a lot of times, you'll see one or two on a plant taking over everything. You would think it's like 1,000 of them, but it's usually just a couple. They like to eat. They're kind of like me. They like to eat and not be, bothered and just hang out and eat as much as they can.
Okay, great.
So we thank you for the phone call, Tom.
Okay, thanks for answering.
No problem. So we got a couple minutes left here, not a lot of time left, but next week I will be still here. My father's still going to be away. He went to Normandy yesterday in Paris. I don't know where else he's going. All I heard about from him was how he was going to Normandy. He was so excited to be there. A lot of sense, he really wanted to be there and see everything that's gone on. A lot of history there. He loves history. So I'm pretty excited for him to be doing that. A little jealous at the same time. I always wanted to tell people I stormed the beaches in Normandy, we just wanted to have a little fun, but I'm excited that he's there. He'll be back in 2 weeks, on the 17th. So you're with me next week, same time, 6 to 10. In the meantime, go on to, my father's website at paulparent.com. You can get a lot of information off of the website and sign up for his newsletter. Like this week, he had two different things about tomatoes on there. There was the tomato hornworm, what it looks like, what it does, and, what to use on it. And then, with tomato blossom end rot. So, we'll see you next week, guys. Thank you for listening to me. Thanks for everything, Tom. Thanks for, helping me out here today. Appreciate it. And we'll get back with you next week.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.